This goes to Matthew Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Joseph Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, date of birth is 12-16 of 1941. Dear Mr. Flegel, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Travis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, asthma, diabetic nephropathy, and congestive heart failure. His last visit was June 30th of 2025. He has gained 12 pounds since his last visit, although he is trying very hard to decrease caloric intake and follow the diabetic diet as well as limit salt intake. But he does continue to gain weight. He actually denies chest pain. He does have chronic shortness of breath with exertion. He denies cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. And urine is clear, and he feels he makes adequate amounts of urine. Medications, I want to highlight Zetia. Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Also Zetia. Hydralazine is 50 milligram, 50 milligram three times a day. He's on Lantus insulin as well as regular insulin with meals. He's on finasteride, 5 milligram daily. He uses albuterol inhaler every 2 to 4 hours as needed for wheezing. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Crestor, carvedilol is 25 milligram twice a day. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. Torsemide, 20 milligram daily. He's on Repatha, 140 milligram every 2 weeks. Prozac, 10 milligram daily. Simbicort inhaler, Singulair is 10 milligram daily. He gets Atrovent and Flonase nasal sprays and gabapentin, 100 milligram at bedtime. Tylenol is as needed for pain also. Physical exam, weight, 287 pounds. Pulse is 80, and blood pressure is 150 over 80 today. Neck is supple. I'm unable to visualize jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout and COPD changes. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese. No palpable ascites. He does have 2+ edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 13th, 2026. Creatinine is 2.15. It does fluctuate. It is estimated GFR is 30. Calcium is 9.2. Albumin is 3.5. Phosphorus 3.7. Sodium 140. Potassium 4.2. Carbon dioxide, 27. Hemoglobin is 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no fluid overload, no evidence of pericarditis or encephalopathy. We will continue to check lab values every 1 to 3 months. 2, hypertension, slightly higher than goal today. He's going to check that at home. The goal is 130 to 140 over 80 and higher than 100 systolic generally. 3, diabetic nephropathy, also stable. And 4, congestive heart failure, followed by Dr. R-I-Z-K. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.